Satan. Forgiveness, then, in the New Testament is a very, very important issue. Back to Matthew 6 for a moment. In Matthew 6, it comes down to this in the words of Jesus, verse 12, in this familiar prayer, often called the Lord's Prayer, really the disciples' prayer. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Or forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sinned against us. There's a sense in which we're not going to enjoy the fullness of God's forgiveness if we don't forgive others, because if we don't forgive others, we're in sin. And that's why verse 14 follows it up. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. You're going to be in a situation, even as a believer, where before the Lord you have sinned that has not been dealt with, and you're going to be under discipline and chastening rather than enjoying the joy of confession, repentance, and forgiveness. How important is forgiveness? Never are you more like God than when you forgive. Never are you more noble than when you're forgiving. That is, it is the glory of a man to overlook a transgression. When you forgive others, you free yourself of the sin of unforgiveness and you open the floodgates of God's blessing and He forgives you. Forgiveness is critical in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ. Individual families break up, marriages break up, churches break up. Why? You often probe and say, well, wait a minute, why did this happen? Why did this happen? In the end, it happens ultimately because somebody or more than one somebody won't forgive. There isn't any relationship where sin doesn't exist. There isn't any relationship where offenses don't happen. Whether you're talking about a marriage, a family, a friendship, a Bible study, a church, we can't survive without forgiveness. I need it. You need it. Everybody related to me needs it. Everybody related to you needs it as well. We have to live in the midst of a constantly forgiving environment. This should be our highest joy. It should be our delight because it is God's joy and delight to forgive us. Now, the whole subject is introduced by Peter. And you can return to Matthew chapter 18, and the Lord has been talking about sin. He's been talking about when somebody